My fellow Jamaicans at home and abroad, and visitors to our beautiful island, at Christmas time, we pause to reflect on the goodness of God in sending His only Son into the world to teach us how to give the best of ourselves in the service of others. It was the prophet Isaiah who was among the first to declare the spirit of servanthood as a central part of the Christmas story in these time-honored words. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Christmas is a time of peace, a time for us to come together to celebrate and share love with our families and friends. As we give gifts to those we love and care for, let us be mindful of the poor as Christ taught us. Be a blessing to someone in need this Christmas. It could be the gift of a hot meal, a visit to someone sick, or simply a word of good cheer. It is my prayer this Christmas day that the example and teachings of Jesus Christ will restore peace, love, and service to the center of our lives, that will encourage everyone to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Let us remember the poor, the infirm, the physically challenged. We must also remember the sick and shut-ins, and our senior citizens who have served us well. Let us be vigilant in the protection of our children. Protect them, play with them, hug them, let them feel special during this time so that their eyes will shine brightly. My fellow Jamaicans, Christmas is about making others feel special, affirming them, reassuring them of their worth, irrespective of their station in life. The Christmas story brings hope to our hearts and minds as Jamaicans and reminds us that we are a people of purpose and destiny who continue to inspire the world in so many spheres of human endeavor. Unfortunately, even in the midst of this season of light, it is difficult to ignore the shadows cast by disturbing levels of crime and violence and other challenges. While our security forces tackle these criminal elements, we draw on our abiding faith in God. The good news is, however, that we can lighten our hearts by meditating on the Christmas message of peace, love, and hope for humankind. If we let the seeds of its inspiration take root and bloom in our families and communities throughout the year, we will succeed in making our land calm, peaceful, and bright. We must never forget the unsung heroes and heroines among us, for whom service comes first. Those who toil outside the glare of public recognition, like our uniformed forces, and those who work in our emergency services and in our hospitals, whose sense of commitment and duty takes them away from their family and friends at this time. Let us remember those who have lost loved ones, who may find Christmas a difficult time filled with special memories. This makes it even more important at this time that we reach out beyond our familiar relationships to think of those who are alone. The message to us at Christmas is that a great light has come to the world. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill to all men. I wish for you a peaceful and happy Christmas. God bless you.
At Christmas, Jamaica.